Let's jump into the third quarter of the season. Still AFC South going to Houston, and there's going to be someone on the field that was not there last year that can cause some havoc.
Yeah, J.J. Watt. They play the song Turn Down for What, and they all yell Turn Down for Watt, and that is going to be loud in NRG Stadium, the home of last year's Super Bowl. Expect J.J. Watt, of course, to be back in the lineup, and Colts fans know all too well the type of damage that number 99 can do. I am surprised, Caroline, this game is not in prime time. The Colts have played in primetime in Houston for four straight years. Like, some really compelling games down there the past few years. Of course, the Colts really lost a heartbreaker down there this past year. 23-9, the Colts led with a little more than 3 minutes remaining in that game. Brock Osweiler leading a couple late touchdown drives. And I know when we had all those playoff scenarios late in December last year, Caroline, that was the game that you pointed back to and said, the Colts could have had that. Things would have been totally different in how the AFC South laid out in the month of December. So a pivotal game to start the second half of the season for the Colts.
Yeah, so at Houston, and then don't take too much of a breath because you have the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in who have just been a thorn in the side of the Colts for the last couple years, but they are going to get a look at them in the preseason. But then the three Bs coming into Lucas Oil.
Yeah, there's no looking ahead to the bye week with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, last year, Scott Tolzien under center, a really commendable effort out of Scott Tolzien on Thanksgiving night. The Colts lost 28-7. Some drops in that game really killed the Colts. But Caroline, like you said, the killer Bs, and you aren't saying Kevin Bowen in those Bs. You're saying Big Ben, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. Really, I think the most dynamic offense in the NFL. You can make the argument the best running back and the best receiver in the NFL. And that's something when we look at the draft next week, Caroline, we talk about the cornerback position being a big need. These are the games that we're talking about. Who's going to be opposite Vontae Davis? If you remember correctly, Vontae got hurt in that game. Ryan Kelly got hurt in that Thanksgiving night game as well. So good news for Colts fans. You get Pittsburgh at home. And I think that's going to be really one of the better games here of the 2017 season. I was a little surprised it was not in prime time.
I agree with you.
CBS has got to like having that at 1 o'clock on November 12th.
Yeah, Andrew Luck, Ben Roethlisberger matchup at 1 o'clock. Not too bad.
Maybe a potential flex game. I don't think that's too early in the schedule for one of those
real
games
hypothetical
to be flex.
Now.
Yeah, I know.
Really
I know. I'm talking
now.
Crazy.
All right, and then they head into the bye week and come right back out, and it's AFC South again. Tennessee and Jacksonville to finish out this quarter. So second round, Tennessee at home. I think this is where a little bit later in the show we're going to talk about the toughest four-game stretch. This is kind of it for me, coming out and you have Tennessee at home.
Yeah, I know when we were talking about the schedule earlier, this was the stretch that stood out to you, Caroline. This ends that five-game AFC South span in 8 weeks. We talk so much about Tennessee being a favorite. One thing they haven't done is beaten the Colts. The Colts have won 11 in a row over the Tennessee Titans, 16 of 17. The Titans have had an 8-year playoff drought, and in that span, they've only beaten the Colts once. So I think before we start crowning Tennessee as the AFC South favorite, they've got to beat the Colts.
Yeah.
And I know that's a hurdle that, you know, Houston got over a few years ago. Houston hadn't beaten the Colts in Indianapolis. They got over that. They ended up winning the AFC South. So right here, coming out of the bye week, really a big game. Monday Night Football against Tennessee in week 6. And then that second matchup will be right here in week 12 against the Tennessee Titans and then the Jacksonville Jaguars to close out the third quarter of the season.
Yeah, and to talk about that Tennessee game a little bit, when Marcus Mariota came here last year, he had a great game. It was a fantastic game. He had a quarterback rating, I was looking it up, at 106.2, which is good when you're coming into a stadium where you have not won. I'm kind of like you. That one makes me a little bit nervous coming out of a bye week, taking on Tennessee and then rounding it out against Jacksonville. That is the third kind of quarter of the season. Hope you're marking all your calendars. Here it is with Jacksonville. They make me a little bit nervous, too.
And they've had the Colts number in those road games. The game, of course, in London last year. This game will be at Everbank Field down there in Jacksonville. And think back to what Jacksonville did the last time the Colts traveled to Northern Florida. That was a 51-16 loss in the 2015 season. And was a big reason why the Colts, you know, kind of had that downfall spiral to end the 2015 season. Of course, Andrew Luck's kidney injury played a major reason into that. But we talk about controlling the division, Caroline, and having kind of stranglehold on the AFC South. The Colts have got to get back to being a team that controls the South, and sweeping Jacksonville is a big part of that because I think Jacksonville is still at least a notch below the other three teams in the AFC South.
Definitely to make a statement, Jacksonville is kind of that team that you need to sweep and battle it out with the other two. That is the look at your third quarter of the 2017 season.